In a bid to win enough political support for its overhaul of childcare subsidies, the federal government will separate the package from some of its planned cuts to welfare payments. And this change of approach might already be working, with Labor indicating it's willing to renegotiate some parts of the package. The government is trying to get the childcare changes through Parliament by the end of next week. Senator Simon Birmingham is the Minister for Education, and he joins us on the line from a childcare centre in Canberra's inner south. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
Are you now confident the childcare changes will get through?
Well, the government remains determined to make sure that our childcare changes, which will benefit around 1 million Australian families, do pass the Parliament, because we recognise that increasing childcare costs are an impediment to people choosing to work the hours they want to work, to families making decisions they want to make about workforce participation, and we want to make sure that those families are free to do so. And our reforms will put in place lower fees for low and middle income Australian families through greater levels of subsidy. They'll put in place a mechanism that stops fee growth in the future. They will remove the cap on subsidies that many families currently face. And
so we're well aware
a lot of red tape for childcare providers.
We're well aware
of more time educating children and caring for young children.
Minister, we're well aware of what the goals of this package are, but what are the specific welfare measures that will be put into this separate bill to pay for the $1.6 billion childcare changes?
We're continuing discussions across all parties to make sure that these childcare reforms, a $1.6 billion additional investment in childcare, as you've indicated, are fully funded and paid for, because it's critical that we don't leave the children who are in childcare today with
even greater
levels of debt in the future.
What are those savings measures?
Those discussions are continuing, Kim, and of course we'll keep our negotiations private between the different senators and parties we're talking to until we bring them finally to the floor of the Senate.
What about the changes to the family tax benefit supplements, for example?
Well, Kim, they're a key component in terms of ensuring that we do manage to make sure that these changes to cut childcare, the additional investment to help around 1 million Australian families, are fully funded. And the Turnbull government remains determined to implement these reforms to help families, but to do so in a way that doesn't increase the debt burden on Australians and future generations.
Do you have a clear signal from some of those crossbench senators about which welfare cuts that they would support in order to get these childcare reforms through?
We're having really constructive discussions, and we believe that we can make sure, as we've been determined to do, that we get our childcare reforms through, that we put in place the types of mechanisms that will really deliver significant benefits to families. I mean, I cannot overstate the significance of the changes, which will mean that for the lowest income families, they'll be able to access quality early education and childcare services for around $15 a day.
What about the changes to paid parental leave, for example? Are they going to be jettisoned?
Well, Kim, it's a good effort, but as I said, I'm not going to go through measure by measure or indicate exactly where every bit of negotiations are up to.
Is the fact that you're having to do all of this last-minute rejigging a concession that the government has mishandled negotiations about this important package?
Well, the Turnbull government's got an outstanding track record of actually getting things done with the Senate. That comes by being pragmatic. It comes by working cooperatively with the different parties elected to the Senate. That's how we got the Australian Building and Construction Commission through and the Registered Organisations Commission through in the last part of last year, despite the fact that those measures had been defeated multiple times in the previous Senate. We did it by constructive private negotiations, and we're taking exactly the same constructive private approach this time around.
And so how close are you to getting that support, that crossbench support?
We believe we can get the childcare reforms legislated, and we certainly believe that it's critical that that occurs, because these will make a real meaningful difference in terms of making childcare more affordable, more accessible, more available for low and middle income Australian families.
The federal budget is rapidly approaching, and last year you dumped the Coalition's policy of deregulating university fees. When are we going to see the replacement plan for that?
So we've gone through a very thorough process of consultation there, issuing a detailed discussion paper, taking vast numbers of submissions, engaging with vice-chancellors, other stakeholders, student groups and the like. I've had an expert panel working alongside me in that process, and we're working towards this year's budget to finalise, of course, all of those higher education considerations.
So will that be in the next week or so?
Well, we're working towards this year's budget, which of course is mid-May, and that's the timeline that we're working towards.
You also need to finalise school funding arrangements with the states for next year and beyond. When will schools know how those agreements will be funded?
Well, again, Kim, we've been very open on that, that the timeline for resolution of that is COAG this year, and so that's the detailed discussions we're having internally, and of course also getting feedback from states, territories, non-government school leaders as to how the record and growing levels of schools funding the term government's investing some $16 billion last year that grows to more than $20 billion by 2020, how that will be fairly distributed in a way that also drives reforms in our school to address declining areas of performance.
On another matter, on the changes to the wording of Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, Nick Xenophon's team won't support them, so they appear to have no chance of passing the Senate. Is this all a bit of a waste of time and effort from the government?
Well, people were telling me a number of months ago there was no chance of childcare measures and reforms passing the Senate and the like. We believe that we can get those measures through to help hardworking families, and we'll take the constructive, considered approach to changes to 18C, which we think are important to make sure we don't see cartoonists hauled before courts or political correctness impinge free speech in Australia.
Could you split the government's plan into two separate pieces of legislation, one to change the wording and one to make the changes to the Human Rights Commission?
Well, we only just announced the plans yesterday. We'll now sit down and we'll talk to everybody, of course, as we usually do, to see what can actually be legislated. We will take, on every measure we put forward, a constructive, sensible approach to make sure that we achieve as much of our agenda as we can. The Turnbull government is about achievement, implementation of reforms, and we work constructively with the Senate that the people of Australia have given us.
All right, Minister, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thanks so much, Kim.
And that is the Minister for Education, Senator Simon Birmingham.